This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
We got a lot going on. We got the Indianapolis Colts at 15 trying to figure out what they're going to do. Are they going to trade back? Are they going to stick at 15? Could they trade up? They're not going to trade up because if they trade up, they got to give up other picks, and Chris Ballard loves them picks. So there is going to be no trading up, but there could be trading back, and it could make sense as much as I hate to say it. We'll talk about that and why the Colts might trade up. Indiana. They lose three in the portal. There could be more coming. Khalil Ware has yet to decide whether he's going to declare for the NBA draft or not, but what are the odds he's not? He wants to play in the NBA. He wants to start that clock. Not just the current contract, which really Indiana, from an NIL perspective, could almost match, but he wants to get to that second contract. That's what everybody wants. You want to get to that second one, where you can really start making some serious cash, up to $20, $30 million a year. That's a lot of cash, and that's beyond the capabilities of NIL. But what is Mike Woodson going to do? Where is he in the process of filling roster spots? And we're going to talk about it, but I don't want to hear from Mike Woodson next year. Well, we had all these new guys. We added all these new players. I mean, what do you expect from us? We have this kind of transfer tumult, you know, the portal. No, 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 no. You're losing guys in the portal. That's on you. You got to replace them. Of course you got to replace them. It's an opportunity. It's not an excuse. Butler, losers last night by a point. Minnesota hit a couple of free throws with 5 seconds left to win that game by one. What? Butler deserved better, but as we know, deserve has got nothing to do with it. The Big Ten in the NIT, 3-0. Sent two for you. Yeah, what are you going to do? Pacers tonight in Detroit, they need to start stacking wins. They got 13 games left. Right now, they're the 7th seed in the East. They don't want to be the 7th seed in the East. They got a good chance to move up. They could go as high as into the 4th seed. We'll see if they can do it. It's going to take Tyrese Halliburton starting to hit shots. You know what? He is a really, really good shooter. Good shooters, they're going to run into dry spells periodically. He is in the midst of a big one coming off, I think, 1 of 9 from beyond the arc. Can't have it. This is Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, you can enter bracket contests at MyBookie, take home prizes of up to $25,000. Pick from a huge selection of straight bets, props, odds boosts, all that stuff. March Madness, it means a bunch of different things. And it means madness and an opportunity for profit at MyBookie. So use promo code Kent and you can activate a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. How about that? Promo code Kent. You're winning before you even play, for goodness sake. Subscribe to this channel. You want to like the video? I like every video I watch. I watch videos on YouTube periodically. Thumbs up for the videos. I watch Rick Beato's videos about music. I don't know anything about music compared to a guy like Rick Beato, but he enjoys it so much, I can't stop watching. I like all of those videos. You want to make a donation? Make a donation. Phenomenal thing to do. Very, very generous of you. If you include a comment or a question, we will share it with the group, answer it. That is what we do. All right, let's talk about sports. Let's talk first about the Indianapolis Colts. Then we'll talk about IU and the portal. The Indianapolis Colts are sitting right now on the 15th overall pick, and they are going to have a lot of choices at 15, and it really depends on how this draft transpires. There are always surprises in the draft. And what the Colts are going to do at 15 is entirely dependent upon what happens in the first 14. There are people, watched the NFL Network last night. They did a mock draft, and what you saw was top four picks, quarterbacks. All right, they got the Vikings moving up to take J.J. McCarthy at the fourth pick. Everybody wants that next guy, that next franchise guy. The best chance to get that franchise guy is to trade up to get that franchise guy. We'll see if the Vikings wind up doing that. But you know what? In the top four, if they're quarterbacks, those are guys who come off the board that have nothing to do with the Colts. Then you've got guys like Alt as an offensive tackle going to come off the board in the top 14. And you've got others, defensive ends. Jared Verse may come off the board in the top 14. Guys like that. And the kid from Alabama, I'm spacing his name, another edge, that the Colts aren't in the game for an edge right now. So every time somebody drafts from an area that is not an immediate Colts need, and the Colts have immediate needs, cornerback, wide receiver, Brock Bowers would be really interesting at 15. I would take Brock Bowers at 15 because you need a guy like that, assuming that he can become a guy like that. Look at the Super Bowl. You got Kelce, you got Kittle. If you don't have a tight end who serves as a guy for, you know, Brock Purdy or Mahomes to hit as kind of a safety valve, who can find a way to get open, run with the ball once he's got it. If you don't have that guy and then block periodically as well, you know what? Really, really hard to run a functional offense these days in the NFL. And what the Colts have at the tight end position, they got four guys, each of them flawed. None of them is a three-down guy. So you're constantly shuttling in, like you've got Mallory, and then you've got Granson, and then you've got Mo Ali Cox, and then you could have Jelani Woods, assuming good health for Jelani Woods. You got four guys at the tight end position. All can do something. None can do all. You need a guy. Four flawed tight ends do not aggregate to equal one really good one. That's not the way football works. But wide receiver, cornerback as well. If you don't have a cornerback come off the board in the top 15 or top 14, you could have Quinyon Mitchell as a guy who would look pretty good in a Colts jersey. You could have Cooper DeJean as a guy who would look pretty good. You could have Terrion Arnold from Alabama. There are a lot of guys. But if all those guys are available at 15 and you're happy with any of them, you've got them graded very, very close to one another, or take the wide receiver position, all right? If you've got that kind of an environment in the cornerback area of the draft, and then from the wide receiver spot, you've got Brian Thomas, you've got Adonai Mitchell, you got guys like that, and then you've got maybe Worthy, McConkey, Pearsall, Leggett, Baker, Wilson, Polk, all these guys graded very tightly together. You could trade back quite easily and guarantee that you're going to get one of them, or you could wait till 46 and get somebody among that group at wide receiver at 46. So, what's Ballard going to do? He loves them picks. Remember that. Remember this. Build from the inside out. Love them picks. Those things, those driving motivators for Chris Ballard are going to be in play on, April 25th, for goodness sake. And we're going to see exactly what, I think it's the 25th, the draft, it's coming up, it's 5 weeks from tomorrow, the first round of the draft is. We'll see what the Colts do, but they've got choices to make, and they have picks with which to make them. Let's talk about the Indiana Hoosiers, because we found out yesterday that C.J. Gunn, Peyton Sparks, and Caleb Banks are gone. They have entered the portal. They are expected to find homes elsewhere. Then you've got the possibility and likelihood that Khalil Ware is going to leave. Aaron Perry says not even one high school player in the state of Indiana worthy of an open scholarship. Maybe not now. Should have gone to work earlier and done that. Didn't. So now IU, they got, because Ware likely to jump into the draft And thanks for the donation, by the way. We encourage donations. Use them to buy some prizes that we give away periodically to subscribers. At any rate, you got to fill 7 holes? That's a lot of holes. And we still don't know. Look, we think we know about Galloway and Lille, right? We don't know about Mbako. Mbako is a guy who is likely to declare for the draft so he can stick his toe in the water and be evaluated. Based upon those evaluations, he's either likely to return to IU, where he got all the shots he could ever want, and that's what players want. So, hey, why not come back to IU? Or he stays in the draft. If somebody says, hey, late round first, okay, off he goes. And then you got real problems because then you're trying to find 8 guys via the portal to fill that roster. This is turnover that is driven by mistakes in filling through the portal and filling through recruiting. Caleb Banks, a swing and a miss. CJ Gunn, a swing and a miss. Peyton Sparks, a swing and a miss. You can't swing and miss that often if you're Mike Woodson and have the kind of continuity in your roster that Purdue has, for instance, and that they can take advantage of and win the Big Ten year after year. Indiana doesn't have that, and I don't want to hear the excuse for Mike Woodson next year. Well, we've got such chaos. The transfer portal has really put us behind the eight ball, and now we got problems. We're trying to get these guys to come together and play as a team. It's going to take some time. My ass. You get this thing right or you get gone. You out of your mind? All these excuses. Well, we're very, very young. Really? Tough. You built it. You built it young. What are you alibying for with the excuse that you weren't very good at putting together your roster? That's on you. Or we had a guy get injured. Everybody's got a guy that gets injured. And Xavier Johnson, when you had him, you weren't that good to begin with. What are you out of your mind? You think we're idiots? Or the big excuse, hey, true fans, they like us, you know, and if you don't like us, you're not a true fan. No, we're true fans of whatever that is. We're fans of Indiana basketball. Not necessarily fans of Mike Woodson any more than we were fans of Tom Crean or Archie Miller or Kelvin Sampson or Mike Davis. You out of your mind? We're fans of Indiana. It's the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back of the suit. At any rate, I could go on. But IU, like, you know, Aaron said, and or implied, and correctly, no high school recruits in the class of 2024 committed to Indiana, despite the fact that they offered like 31 guys and had a bunch of guys visit, and nobody committed. Liam McNeely, ta-ta, ta-tell, he's out because it is said, I'm going to say this is a rumor, it hasn't really been reported that I've seen, that Mike Woodson never called him. Mike Woodson never followed up. Mike Woodson never spoke to him once he signed his letter of intent. And he felt kind of like, well, what am I doing with these people? I don't blame him. This is not the way to run a successful college basketball program. It's not. It's not. Yeah, you play 32 games. And that is a lesser workload than 82 games. Of game coaching, but you got to work the other bunch of days recruiting and recruiting and re-recruiting and re-recruiting. That's what you do. And if you don't have the energy for it, and if you don't have the desire to do it, get bent. Adios, muchacho. Get somebody in that seat who does, who can recruit at the level that Purdue recruits. Yikes. Can't out-recruit Purdue? What is going on? But man, 7 guys being replaced. I like Peyton Sparks. I thought Peyton Sparks, you know what? He was the MAC freshman of the year. So he's got to be able to play a little bit. But he's very enthusiastic. I liked him. Pacers at Detroit tonight. 7 really need the wins. 13 games left. You got to close the gap between where they are, the Pacers, are stuck in the seventh seed right now. They're only a half game out of six, and they're about three or three and a half out of that fourth seed. So all of that's still doable, but you got to start stacking wins. This five-game road trip is going to be huge. You've got on this trip, you got the Pistons tonight, which you need to win. You must win that game. You've got the Lakers, the Clippers. You got another game in there against somebody or another. And then you finish up against the Bulls, a team you should have beaten in overtime the other night. Losses like that going to kill you when you get to the playoffs because your seed's going to suck. Butler last night, 73-72 losers. The Gophers with two field goals with 5 seconds left. You know what? Everybody in the NIT is trying to prove they belong. The Big Ten went 3-0 last night. Virginia loses. Virginia went 14 minutes without scoring a point. They got to 14 points with 9:20 left in the first half. Did not score another point in the first half. And then almost another 5 minutes into the second half. And they get a bid. They get one of the at-large bids into the NCAA tournament instead of a team like Indiana State. Because Indiana State doesn't, their quality of opponent, who wants to play Indiana State? The answer is nobody. All right, let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? I'm cranky on this Wednesday. I like to be happy on Wednesday, but for God's sake, Indiana basketball is so predictably obtuse and unwilling to accept responsibility for where they're at. Mike Woodson, what this is your responsibility, and you're either to credit or to blame. And after a season like this, it's blame. Birthdays. Tom Bruton, happy birthday. Tina Lewis, Bob Englund, happy birthday. And Frieda Endress, celebrating a birthday. Frieda Endress, terrific person. Always liked Frieda Endress. She walked down the hall smiling at New Albany High School. I think, man, that Frieda Endress, that is one happy person. So, happy birthday to Happy Frieda. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other up. Don't pull each other down. Don't get mad at somebody and wreck their day. Don't do that. Be good to one another. Let's go. Let's be somebody, at the end of the day, somebody talks about you the way I'm talking about Frieda Endress. I haven't seen Frieda Endress in a bunch of years, but I have no reason to doubt that she's still smiling, happy, and rolling through life. Happy birthday to her, and you make somebody else's day happy today.